If you were Prime Minister, how do you satisfy both sides? That's the question.
Well, I think we have to find a way to make the protocol work, and I think that a veterinary agreement would be a good start. Now, obviously, there are differences of views on a veterinary agreement, but there are different ways that that could be negotiated, different terms of a veterinary agreement. Different countries have signed different agreements with the EU, but we need a practical solution on the table that we can work with, and an intent to make it work. And, you know, in these discussions, of course, there are difficulties. There are technical questions. There are practical questions, political questions. But in the end, agreements are reached with the EU. Agreements are reached in Northern Ireland, historically, as everybody listening will know, with an ingredient that matters more than anything, and that is trust.
That's not an agreement that is going to satisfy unionists. Unionists have already said that, as far as they're concerned, they don't want to see a Swiss-style agreement. They don't want to see veterinary agreements. They want to see some way of getting rid of the protocol itself. They fundamentally don't believe in it. And the problem here is that Northern Ireland continues to follow rules and regulations that are assigned by the EU, of which Northern Ireland has absolutely no say whatsoever, while the rest of the UK follows different rules and regulations going forward. And is that not a problem with actually the whole idea and concept of a United Kingdom? Is that not a constitutional issue?
Well, look, of course that's a concern, and I heard it loud and clear in my meetings yesterday, and it's obvious what the different positions are. But we can't just keep walking around this problem and poking it and saying, there's a problem. There's got to be a practical solution. And what, overwhelmingly, I think the sense is that we've got to make progress on this. We've got to find a way to make this work and to reduce the tension.